CQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Any formal traffic for the net, please call KO4RYP. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4RYP. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who used the pre-check feature on the website. And we have 25 stations that used the pre-check feature on the website. So I'd like to welcome KA4ACL, Ms. Ashley in Simpsonville, KA4JCA, Ms. Sally in Simpsonville, KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, and K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, also in Simpsonville. I'd also like to welcome KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, K4XMR, Mr. Mel in Prosperity, W4FCM, Mr. Fred in Traveler's Rest, and N4IEI, Ms. Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. KG4PFI, Mr. Don in Piedmont, and KG4QLQ, Ms. Linda, also in Piedmont. KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben in Simpsonville. N4ASW, Mr. Tony in Asheville, North Carolina. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock. W2AMD, Mr. Andy in Simpsonville. KW4TS, Mr. Jim in Pelzer. KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville, KQ4ESO, Mr. Mike in Simpsonville, KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley, W2MJB, Mr. Mark in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Ms. Wendy, also in Simpsonville, N4DJC, Mr. Jerry in Anderson, KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville, KO4CEF, Mr. Andrew in Inman, KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylors, and K4ROW, Mr. Richard in Greenville. We sure do appreciate all who used the pre-check feature on the website. We'll move to the EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only are invited to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net by calling KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, this is Kilo Golf 4, Uniform Oscar Yankee, KG4UOY, Chris, located in Beaufort, South Carolina. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome KG4UOY, that's Mr. Chris in Beaufort, checking in via EchoLink. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Chris. I hope you are well and have a great evening. I'd also like to go ahead and welcome my husband, Chad, KO4NUE, who is here with me tonight in the ham shack. Any additional EchoLink stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown, Summit, and I will hang around.
For RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to welcome KN4RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit. Mr. John, I will be back around to you when we get to the RAG2 portion. Thanks for stopping by tonight. All right, we're going to move on up to our RF check-ins, and tonight being Monday night, we will begin with Echo Through Hotel. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters E through H, please call KO4RYP.
Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray KO4 HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Anna, it's good to hear you calling the net tonight, but I will be in and out. Thank you.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Patrick up in Penrose, North Carolina, KO4HKX. Patrick is our Sunday night net controller. Patrick, thanks so much for stopping by and checking in. I hope you have a great evening. Any additional stations echo through hotel, E through H, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. All right, nothing heard. Patrick's had that little section on his own for a couple of weeks now. So we'll maybe have some more check-ins in that group of the alphabet later on when second shift comes in. But in the meantime, we're going to move on up to India through Lima, I through L. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning I through L wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Kilo Golf 4, Lima, Sierra Lima, KG4LSL, Jimmy and Anderson. Good to talk to you this evening, Miss Anna. Tell Chad we said hello, and I'm going to be negative and negative just listening.
Anna, hope you and Chad are doing well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Chad, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
RYP. It is so nice to have such a pleasant voice on the net. Thank you for being there. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Copy. Kilo, 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar.
And I am James. I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina.
I'll be negative and negative, and I hope I got your call sign right. I just about forgot it by the time I started talking.
RYP. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative. RYP. Please check in. Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo. Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative.
YRP. Indiana, please check in Joe. Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer. In and out this evening. Over.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I would like to welcome this evening KG4LSL, Mr. Jimmy and Anderson. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Hope things are well for you and Anderson tonight. And Mr. Sid up in Fletcher, W4IOE. Always good to hear you check in with me, Mr. Sid. Hope you are staying warm on this very chilly night. Next, I'd like to welcome my good friend, Mr. Larry, in Greer, KK4JBQ. And he brings along his lovely wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Mr. Larry, please tell Miss Donna I said hello, and I will circle back to you for some comments during the right two portion. Next, I'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's Mr. James in one of my favorite places in all the world, up on the mountain in Tuxedo. Hope you are doing well and staying warm up there tonight, sir. Have a great evening. And my neighbor, Mr. Jerry, over in Campobello, N4JBM. Always good to hear you check in with me, Mr. Jerry. Have a great evening. Next, I'd like to welcome K4LWE, Mr. Larry, in Piedmont. Thank you for stopping by. Hope you are doing well. And Mr. Joe in Greer, KK4JD. Thank you for stopping by. I hope you have a wonderful evening in Greer. Any additional stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning I through L, India through Lima, please call KO4RYP. All right, we must have gotten all those on the first go-round, so we'll slide on up to the next section of our alphabet, Mike through Papa. Any stations wishing to check in, Mike through Papa, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Anna, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Miss Anna, this is the song of the net tonight. Please sit in. Kilo 3, Oscar, India, Matt. Well, and then I'll be negative and negative.
4RYP. Please check in and out. KM4OTA, Kilo Mike 4, Oscar, Tango Alpha. Ken, Kilo Echo November in Seneca. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome Miss Lorena over in Piedmont, KK4ONO. She brings along with her, her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Miss Lorena, always great to hear you check in with me. Please tell Rick and Miss Michelle we said hello, and I hope you guys are doing well this evening. Next, I'd like to welcome my friend Mr. Walt over in Inman, K4OIM. Always so good to hear you, Mr. Walt. You're sounding good. Thanks for checking in with me tonight. And Mr. Ken over in Seneca, KM4OTA. Thank you for stopping by. Hope things are well for you and that you will have a great evening, Mr. Ken. All right, any additional stations, Mike through Papa, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, I'm over here in Piedmont tonight. Send to you, Miss Anna, chat on the net, be negative and negative tonight.
This is KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, KO4NNH. He is mobiling around in Piedmont on his way to work. I hope you have a great evening at work, Mr. Fred, and please be safe out there. Stay warm. Thank you for checking in. All right, we're going to move on up to the next section of the alphabet, Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning Q through T wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Hi, good evening, Anna. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T Rusty. I'm mobile in Duncan, headed back to Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight.
Happy. Anna and Chad, please check in November 0 Tango Romeo in 0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and Chad and all on the net.
4RYP. Please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll mean negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Rusty, mobiling out there from Duncan on his way to Moore, WU2T. Mr. Rusty, you be safe out there. Thank you for stopping by. And Mr. Tom over in Greer, N0TR. Always good to hear you, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice I said hello, and I hope she is continuing to feel better. And Mr. Chris over in Liberty, KO4QLG. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, Chris. Hope you are staying warm up there in Liberty. Any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4QLG. All right, nothing heard, so we will move on up to our next section of the alphabet, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Any station wishing to check in, the suffix of your call beginning U through Z, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy, my location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, you and everyone on net.
4PXH. Come back.
RYP, last call station. Go ahead.
Got a new radio and just seeing how far I can get.
Call again, please.
KO4PXH, Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-Ray Hotel.
Have your name and location, please.
My name is T. Griffin, and I am located in Spartanburg.
Mr. Griffin, thank you so much for checking in. This is KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and I am the net control station for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So your signal into the repeater sounds really, really strong, so I appreciate you checking in tonight. We hold this net every night at 9 o'clock, so you should definitely try to stop back in. We have a different net controller every night. You should try to stop in and check in another time with us. I appreciate you finding us tonight while I was calling the net. Hope you are doing well.
Thank you so much. KO4PXH, out.
This is KO4RYP. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome K4XB, Mr. Tommy, over in Southern Greenville County. Drop a mic tonight, Mr. Tommy. Always good to hear you. Hope you stay safe out there. And KO4PXH, Mr. Griffin, in Spartanburg. Thank you for stopping by. I appreciate it. Any additional stations wishing to check in, Uniform 3 Zulu, please call KO4RYP. Nothing heard, so we're going to pause for just a minute and go to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, hello again, Anna. If you will check, Anna, check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Anna, to yourself on the net. Anna, detail that we said hello. No traffic and no roundtable.
KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen over there in Greenwood, KA4PQA. Always good to hear you, Mr. Stephen. Chad said to tell you hello back. Hope you are doing well. All right, we're going to slide on up to our patient group now. Alpha through Delta. Any station wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning A through D, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Please check in, Anna, Whiskey, X-ray, number 4, Delta, Alpha, Tango. Danny, I'm over here in Gastonia. Y'all have a good night and good net. 73 to well.
CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. My name is Roland, negative and negative, and Tiggins, and a very great evening to all.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome W4DJW, Mr. Dave and Greer. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Dave. Hope you are well. And Mr. Danny over in Gastonia, WX4DAT. Hope you are doing well. Stay safe out there, Mr. Danny. Thanks for checking in. And Mr. Roland over in Pickens, K1CJW. Mr. Roland, it's always great to hear you check in. Hope you are well tonight. Any additional stations wishing to check in, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Anna, this is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo, November Gulf, KD2BNG, and Gray Court, just check me in and out, thank you, and 73 to the net.
This is KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Glenn and Gray Court, KD2BNG. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you are doing well. All right, now we're going to move on and open it up to the entire alphabet. Any station wishing to check in, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson. In Greenville, and right to Spartanburg. Negative, then negative.
P with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Nelson, KO4GUN. He is en route from Greenville to Spartanburg. You stay safe and warm out there, Mr. Nelson. Thank you for stopping by and checking in with me. Always good to hear you. All right. Any additional stations all the way through the alphabet wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4RYP.
YP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, over in Simpsonville. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Lloyd. Please tell Miss Tracy I said hello. I'd also like to welcome Mr. David, KF4NXY, and he brings along his lovely wife, Marie, AF4SX. They are in Southern Greenville County around Possum Kingdom. Hope things are well for you guys tonight, and hope you have a great evening. All right. Any additional stations all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And first up on the stump tonight is KN4RJN, Mr. John. How are things up in Brown Summit? Is it very, very cold up there tonight?
This is KN4RJN. Well, yeah, it's fairly nippy up here. I stepped out here briefly after dinner, just before sunset, to take a look and see what I could see. And the wind to cut you in two up here. It's breezy, and let me see here. What's this saying? 34 degrees. So, yeah, that's and it's supposed to get down into 30 or below overnight, so it's going to be nippy in the morning too. But I've been off the air here for a little while. Had a little issue I had to deal with, and so I'm back, as it were. In any event, have you got clear skies down there this evening, Anna?
Sir, I took a peek when I went out a little bit ago to walk a little brief way across to my mom's, and it did seem clear. I have to tell you that when I was out of town in Kentucky last weekend, the weekend before, I was outside walking at night. It was very, very cold and very clear. And boy, those stars were beautiful, and I stood out, walked really, really slow, and stood out for a little while, hoping that I was going to see a meteorite. But I did not. But I still watched. So, and the stars were absolutely beautiful. And it really is amazing to me how much clearer the sky is at night in the winter.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, the winter time is your best stargazing time. Unfortunately, it's also cold. And if you get a scope out and you're looking through your scope, you're basically standing still and in cold. So you got to dress warm from head to toe and stomp your feet and do whatever else you need to do to stay warm. But this evening, the moon had Venus and Saturn on either side of it, and the crescent moon was you could see, it's called Earth shine, you could see the dark side of the moon, as it were, the unlit portion that's facing the Earth, and that's sunlight that bounces off the Earth and goes back and partially illuminates that side of the moon. That happens a few days after the new moon. So if you didn't see it this evening, you might be able to catch it tomorrow night, just before sunset. Watch the moon and see if you can see the other side of it, the unlit side of it, and it's got a little glow on it. It's called Earthshine. But other than that, nothing much coming up. Both Saturn, Mars, and Jupiter and Venus towards sunset, you can just see about all of them. more or less in a line with wherever the moon happens to be at that point in time. And for solar activity, there's not a whole lot. We got nothing in the solar or the geomagnetic region, but we've got for the next 3 days a 45% chance of a mild or moderate radio blackout for the next 3 days. So you might have a few issues there. Anything stronger than that's 10% or less. So that shouldn't be a big issue. And if you go out right now, Mars is up. The moon has already set. Jupiter's just about down, I believe. If I can get my computer to cooperate. Yeah, Jupiter's just about ready to set. But Mars is up. Of course, Orion, Pleiades, the Bull, Sirius chasing after Orion. The twins are up. So if you got clear skies and you got a moment, you know, step outside for a little bit and take a look and see what you can see. And if you stay out there long enough, you might get lucky and catch a meteorite or two. Over.
Here for RYP with Kane for RJN. One of these nights, I know I'm gonna just step out at just the right moment, and I'm gonna see a meteorite, and I will be super excited to tell you all about it. But I have to say that when it's this clear and cold, and the stars are bright, I like just going out and watching and looking at them, even if I'm not trying to find a shooting star. So it's because they're just beautiful when the weather is so cold. So I will have to go put my mom to bed in a little while anyway, and I might just walk the long way around and come in a different door just so I can look at the sky for a little bit longer. So, and who knows, maybe tonight will be the night that I see a meteorite. You just never know.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, it's, I've stepped out not looking for anything in particular, and out of the corner of my eye I see one. And you know, sometimes they, you know, meteor showers are the best time, but there's always something floating around out there that hits the atmosphere and burns up, and you just never know when you might get lucky. So keep on looking. We do have a comet coming in February, and I'll tell you more about that as we get a little closer. It supposedly is, for whatever reason, a little bit green, so it'll be a fuzzy spot in the sky, but it'll make its closest pass to the Earth here sometime in February, and I've got to get the details on that so I can tell you about that. But no other meteor showers coming up in the immediate future. But yeah, just keep looking. Sooner or later, you're going to see one.
Sir, I'm not giving up, and that sounds interesting about the comet. So I will look forward to you filling us in on that. As we get closer with all those details, so maybe I can see. And I did have to tell you, I was looking online last night at estate sales. I just like looking online at what's around me, and there was one that it was the last day of it was yesterday, so there wasn't a chance for me going and looking at it. But it was, they had a telescope, and if it had been a little bit longer, I think if the sale had lasted a little bit longer, I would have looked at the details a little bit closer and gotten Chad to get in touch with you to see if it would have been a good investment. So, but the sale was over yesterday, so I'm sure someone else went home with the treasure, and they are looking at the night sky tonight.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, well, if Chad ever get his get the mount for the one you've got there, or is he still is he still working on that?
About time for me to nag him a little bit more about it, because I'm pretty sure that he got started and then of course got distracted with something else, and he's been involved in other things lately. So I'll have to see if I can't get on him a little bit more to get that one finished.
This is KN4RJ, and well, I understand that. My wife's been after me to fix that drip in the bathtub for well, I don't know how long, and the other day I actually made some progress. I went downstairs, went down underneath the house and found the water cut off, so I know where that's at now. So unfortunately, I got to cut off water to the whole house to fix it, so that hasn't been an option here of late. But in any event, if the place that I'm looking at to buy a new scope, if it ever gets the scope that I want back in stock, I may have a smaller scope that for sale that you may be interested in. It's my little Dob, my little 10-inch Dob or 8-inch Dob, excuse me. And it's easy setup. You know, put it together in, you know, 2 minutes, and it's a neat little scope, and I still use it. But if you're still interested at that point in time, give me a holler.
Will do, Mr. John. You just let me know when that other one comes back in, and if Chad hadn't fixed the base for the or the mount for the other one by then I'm gonna tell him he's out of luck. We gotta do something else. So. All right, Mr. John, it's always great to chat with you. Thank you so much for stopping by. You got anything else for us tonight?
This is KN4RJN, and nothing further. You tell Chad I said hi. Have a good evening, 73s. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Always a pleasure to talk with you, Mr. John. You stay warm tonight up in Brown Summit. All right, we're going to pause the RagTube portion for a minute and call for any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet to Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4RYP. Nothing heard, so we'll move on up to our next person up on the stump tonight for RagTube, and that is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. How are things with you today, Mr. Larry?
RYP, KK4JBQ. Well, I'm personally just fine. Yes, I am. And, that's owing to a lot of things. I've just been feeling really grateful lately. And part of that, most certainly, is for all the folks who contribute to the success of this net. Not the least of which is people like yourself. It is a pleasure to listen to the net and the goings-on in the net. If there's a pleasant voice on the other on the other end of it, and yours is, I know, it's your voice, and, you know, so how are you responsible for that? No, it's how you use it and how personable and welcoming you are. And that's kind of important. But this net is blessed with many people who, in their way, are contributing to the benefit of all of us. Even people who don't check in, people who don't have that option, perhaps they're using a scanner and they happen to scan this frequency and lock in and enjoy conversation between people. I really think it's rare for people to sit down and have a good conversation. Maybe it's our time. It says something about the current situation that we all know what I'm talking about. So this is a treasure to me. It's more than entertainment. It's some of that, of course. But it's just having an opportunity to speak, and I know not everybody takes or even wants to take part in this portion of the net, but it's welcomed and it's treasured. I just wanted you to know that. And then, too, there's folks like John who brings in another twist and a different flavor and more information. I got a question for you, John, if you're still listening. I'm interested in what you have done, what you know about astrophotography, that is putting a camera on one of these telescopes, and have you ever done that? What sort of camera would be best to do that? You know, it's one thing to go ooh and ah, but the moment is there and it's gone. How about snapping a photograph of it? Anyhow, that's just something. I wanted to say also how much I appreciate John's sky report. Oh, well, anyhow, it's been a good day here. And how about your day, KK4JBQ?
For RYP with KK4JBQ. I'm curious about your question for Mr. Johns, and we'll see. He's still showing on EchoLink, so I'm going to do a call real quick and see if he has ever done any astrophotography. See if he has a comment. Now I'll let you know how my day went, Mr. Larry. KN4RJN, KO4RYP.
This is KN4RJN. I started to call your call sign. Yeah, I'm here. I have dabbled in it. There are a number of different ways to do it. I actually bought a little bracket here several years back that you could hook your smartphone. It would hold your smartphone over the eyepiece, and you could take photographs that way. And we actually did that during the last solar eclipse. Had several people wanted to get a picture, and I hooked their phone up to the bracket and got it aligned, and several people got decent photographs. I didn't because I was too busy helping everybody else. And I tried electronic cameras specifically designed to go on a telescope. And I've had brackets where you could hook up. I borrowed my neighbor's Nikon and screwed the body of it onto this adapter, and basically that turns the telescope into the lens for the camera, and got some fairly decent pictures out of that. It helps if you have a computerized, what they call a go-to telescope, that will track and stay with the object you're trying to photograph, especially if you're trying to do deep sky stuff. But even planetary and moons, I've got some very interesting pictures of the moon with my smartphone hooked to this bracket. The bracket is not as useful as it used to be because smartphones got bigger and most of them don't fit into this bracket anymore. But there are other brackets available that you can use. You just, you know, snap the bracket on there, put the smartphone in the thing and get it aligned. Sometimes it's a little tricky because the bracket is that I have seen are not quite strong enough to hold the phone up perfectly, and you have to kind of lift the phone up a little bit to keep it aligned, but it works fairly well. And so yeah, I have dabbled in that. The really high dollar, high precision cameras, you know, you can you can spend as much as those as you can on a good used car or a mortgage payment or two, but I have played with that, and there are a number of different ways to do it. I've taken pictures through with a little electronic camera that I had that was relatively cheap, that would put the picture onto the computer screen, and then you could capture it that way. That worked fairly well, not as well as I would have liked. But a lot of times it's like, you know, I just want to throw my scope up, take a look, see what I can find. By the time I get, you know, adapters and cameras and whatnot hooked up to it, there is a new, this is KN4RJN, there's a new motorized, computerized little scope that has a camera built into it. It's in the, oh God, what did they want for that thing? It was like $3,000-$4,000. But it's as simple a setup as possible. You put the thing up, turn it on, tell it what you want to look at, or, you know, not manually, but slew it to a particular region of sky, and just hit the button and it takes a picture. And I've looked at that, and they actually had it on. It was on sale, and it was still like $3,000-$4,000. So I haven't jumped on that one just yet. but just look at just Google astrophotography equipment, and there's a number of places. One of the places that I have been looking at is called High Point Scientific. I don't know where they're at specifically. I think they're up in the Northeast somewhere. And they're the ones that have the scope that I've been waiting for them to get into stock. But they've got you can do it in a number of places. High Point Scientific, there's Mead is a company that does a lot of telescopes. SkyBridge is another company or brand name that I have used. Celestron, of course. Just look at, you know, go shopping, see what they've got, see what how much it is, and see how much you want to spend. And you know, it depends on how you want to start. But the easiest and cheapest way is, if you have a telescope, to see if you can find a bracket that fits your telescope that'll hold a smartphone, and try doing it that way. You can also, the bracket that I had, also you can hook to a pair of binoculars, hook a smartphone to a pair of binoculars, and I would hook those to my astronomical binoculars and take a few pictures that way, and those turned out, you know, fairly well.
Yeah, for RYP in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Thank you, Mr. John. That is really, really interesting. So KG4UOY, Mr. Larry, I'll get back to you in just a minute. I haven't forgotten about you. But Mr. Chris, KG4UOY, he messaged on Echolink saying that he had a comment about astrophotography. So go ahead, KG4UOY.
This is KG4UOY, Chris here in Buford. And, yes, I'll be real quick. But the other gentleman just before, I pretty much hit it right on the head. A lot of good options there that you can try out. I dabbled in it a little bit myself. I had one of those motorized Telstar. It was a 114 diameter scope, and the biggest issue with that was that particular scope in itself was designed for Windows 98. And I didn't have anything, unfortunately, that old to really connect up to it, so I couldn't really adjust the arc angles or anything on that. However, if you want to take long exposure shots in the night sky, you're going to need some sort of tracking software attached to a motorized telescope. There are some tutorials on YouTube on how to make one. Fairly cheaply, actually. You don't have to go out and spend thousands and thousands of dollars on one to do that. The moon is actually one of the easiest for beginners to start on. The f-stop, I believe, is at 11 for a full moon on your camera. So I just used just a regular Canon SLR. I don't know if you've ever seen the little kits or whatnot. They sell it Walmart or Amazon, but it's like the little starter kit and comes with the SLR camera. I think mine's like a TI-5 Rebel or something like that. And there isn't a bracket that you can attach it to the scope. That way it's right over the eyepiece. And I have some pretty amazing shots of the moon. And the biggest secret with processing them digitally is programs that stack the photos. So, for example, with the moon, I took maybe between 11 and 20 shots of the moon itself, and then put it in that stacker program, and it compiles all those photographs together, and at the very end, you have one of the sharpest images that you've ever seen. So I was able to see down to the craters with the moon on that, and that was the first time I'd ever done it. Unfortunately, work schedule in the past has kept me from dabbling in it anymore, but I still have the scope in the shed, and who knows, I think you gave me a little bit of inspiration to try to dust that thing off and drag it out, because you are absolutely right. The skies are absolutely the clearest in the wintertime. You don't have to worry about the haze from the heating of the area around. You don't have to have that hurting your refracting. So anyways, that's pretty much all I had. Like I said, the gentleman before me really hit it on the head there. So I'll go ahead and turn it back over to Net Control. It's KG4UOY.
This is KO so much. Mr. Chris and Mr. John, for all of your sharing about that, that's really, really cool. And I learned an awful lot. KK4JBQ, you still in there, Mr. Larry? We got a lot of good information tonight.
KO4RYP. Indeed we have, yes. And it's just what I wanted to hear. Thank you, John. And the other gentleman, I thank you as well. That I had no idea that it was easy to use the smartphone, which I think the camera on my smartphone is adequate for terrestrial photos. I had taken pictures of the house, and even a couple of years ago, a picture of a snowman in my neighbor's yard, stuff like that. And it's really pleasing, and it follows. I once heard that the best camera you can have is the one that you take with you. And we all do have, we're not very far away from our cell phones, our smartphones. Well, that's just terrific, all that information. One other bit of information before I leave. There's been several times people check in from the Possum Kingdom, and I know that's, I was talking with Donna during check-ins, and I said, Donna, do you know where that is, that Possum Kingdom? And she says, I think it had to do with some entertainment venue somewhere, you know, years ago, some entertainer. And I thought, well, what entertainer had the nickname of Possum? And then it struck me, George Jones, country music performer. And by the way, my dad's favorite, he'd go around the house singing George Jones songs and trying to sound like him. And I remember as I was a little boy, this goes back a ways, if you don't remember George Jones, Anna, it was a while ago. And Dad would be shaving at the bathroom mirror, and I'd sit there and watch him. You know, little boys do that. Sit there and watch him, and he'd be singing George Jones and shaving. It was a pleasant memory, and one I wouldn't have recalled had it not been for this line of thinking. But I'll just put it out there. Can anybody tell me, is there another name for the Possum Kingdom or for JBQ?
KF4RYP. And that is a good question. I just turned around the chat and said, where exactly is Possum Kingdom? Because I've heard of it all my life. But yeah, if anybody is, I mean, I Googled it, so I have what Google tells us. But I'd love it if Mr. David or Miss Marie is still hanging around, if they can tell us where their neck of Possum Kingdom is, or anyone else for that matter.
BNG, there's a Possum Kingdom Lake on the Brazos River in Plano County, Texas. But I don't know where that, if you're talking to one around here, I don't know where that would be. But it's like in the, the northern part of Texas, the northern one-third. I don't know. I may have heard that as well, but I can't possibly remember where I've heard it.
KF4RYP. I think that it is close to, and it's at technically Belton, South Carolina, which is, it is in Greenville County. But according to this one website that I pulled up, that it was home to a speedway, where they used to race go-karts, and that's how it got its name. But the Possum Kingdom in Texas that Mr. Glenn was talking about, that's the original Possum Kingdom. So I found that when I did a quick search, quicker than this one. That was the first one that came up. But there is now a Possum Kingdom Creamery, which is a raw milk dairy, that apparently has a lot of, they sell a lot of their products around, so I thought that was interesting. I did not know. And there, it does look like there was an entertainment complex at some point in time, so Ms. Donna had it right, too. So there you go, Mr. Larry. There is your little bit of South Carolina trivia for you tonight.
Well, thank you. I'm a curious-minded person. Well, maybe that didn't come out right. I am curious about many things. And when I hear an expression like that, and I know the dark corner is probably something similar, it has another name if you're looking at a map. But all this local flavor, you know. I'm not originally from here, so that's awfully interesting to me. Anyway, I've taken up enough time. If you have somebody else waiting, I don't want to, well, I'll just say good night to you. And thank you again for being there, Anna. It's always a pleasure to have you as our net control. KK4, JBQ.
This is Karen for RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Mr. Larry. It's always a pleasure. I always learn something new from our conversations, and it is an absolute pleasure to talk with you on the radio. So please tell Miss Donna I said hello, and you guys have a great evening. All right. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in? Please call KO4RYP.
Thing about this, Ned, you don't need no rocking chairs to enjoy it. Hi. Net control, check in, N4DME. That's November 4, Delta, Mike, Echo, Paul, and Tacoma. Then Alpha 4, Quicksilver, A4QS, that's Donald. Yeah, I kind of missed the old possum. He made some good music back then. But appreciate you calling the net, and good evening to everybody on the net.
YP. All on the net. Good to hear you and Larry and the other folks in here rag chewing tonight. If you would, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. The location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. No traffic, no comments tonight, Anna. Hope you and Chad are doing well. Stay warm and safe. 73, you and everyone on the net.
Therefore, RYP of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome N4DME, Mr. Paul in Tacoma, and AA4QS, Mr. Donald, also in Tacoma. Thank you so much for stopping by, Mr. Paul, and you're exactly right. You don't have to have a rocking chair, but sometimes it sure is nice, and we're talking about all kinds of things, just to sit back and rock and listen. I sure do love it. Thank you guys for checking in, and hope you guys stay safe. And Mr. Mike down in Simpsonville, AK4HR, thank you so much for stopping by, sir. Hope you are well and stay safe and warm on this very cold night tonight. Any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP. All right, this is KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments? If so, please call KO4RYP. All right, nothing heard. So just as a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate your patronage tomorrow night. And So tomorrow night, Chad, KO4NUE, will be calling the net, and we'll be around for Rag Chew afterwards. So I just had another station pop up on Echo Link. So let me give Echo Link stations one more chance to check in. Any station wishing to check in, Echo Link stations only, please call KO4RYP. All right, this is KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I do appreciate the opportunity to be your net control station tonight. Please pause while I log my net report electronically. It's KO4RYP now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. It's been my pleasure to be your net control station tonight, and I will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.
UOY, can't you still there, Chris? KI4LCI.
It's KG4UOY. Yeah, I'm still here. Go ahead.
You don't remember me, do you?
I believe I do. It's been a while. How have you been doing?
Okay. I was just curious since you left up there in the middle part of the north up there and come back down there to work on airplanes.
KG4UOY. Negative, let's see, trying to remember, there's the last 2 years have been crazy. I am working a different job. I'm not working on the airplanes anymore. I actually got out of that last year, so now I'm teaching what I have been doing for the last 6 years. So now I am an instructor, so I teach the avionics side of the G500, G600 Gulfstream models.
Long it's been since I've heard you on here. I didn't have any idea what ever come about it. Well, from what I've seen lately, they've had some issues, so to speak, but I was just curious to know how things was going about you. It's been so long since I've heard you on here.